This year, when your child looks at their basket of candy and says,
"Gross! I hate Peeps!"
Now you can do something about it. Introducing Adopt a Peep. Your chance to provide a loving home for a candy that would otherwise decompose in a landfill. Assuming Peeps can decompose. With Adopt a Peep, you're not just saving a life, you're adding a constant companion. Adopt a Peep, because everything deserves a loving home. Even the sugar-coated sole of your Hoka running shoe.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Today is a good day.
Actually, it's
Good Friday. The good in Good Friday comes from an archaic meaning of the word good, which translates into English as Holy Friday.
Easter is upon us.
Easter.
Easter eggs?
Rabbits encased in chocolate?
A beautiful Easter.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Jesus.
Showtime.
Yes, absolutely. It is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get it? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. So we take the show, the live show, we record each one of the segments, and then we repack it into a full-length podcast minus the music that we play on Radio 434, and that becomes a podcast. Yeah. And then you can simply get that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You got to add the VA in there. The Mike Show VA podcast. And you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find the link to listen to all the podcasts that we've done over the years. And you can even watch the show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. And I'll mention it again, as I do at the top of each show. We've got a brand new app that's coming out. It's going to feature our feature channel. It's going to feature our live show, obviously, and links to the podcast, links to all our videos, even the videos that we do, test drive interviews with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg, our mic'd up pop-up concert series videos that we do at Three Roads Brewery. Three Roads Brewing and Ballad Brewing. We're going to be doing some pop-ups down there. We're going to be doing pop-ups in Farmville at the Three Roads location there as well. So those videos will be on the app as well. But don't be afraid, because I know many people fear change. Don't be afraid, because all the other places that you get our content will still have content. All right, we're not gonna take it away from somewhere else just because it's on the app, just because we want to drive people to download our app. We're not that superficial, narcissistic, are we? No, we're not. Anyway, coming up on today's program, do we have guests? I believe we do. We have your Lynchburg Hillcats are going to be joining us on the program. And I think we've got Sarah Blankenship is going to be joining us as well. So two guests, We got your, of course, your five random facts and your stupid criminals. But because it's Friday, we have This Week in Science. It's nerd news. So you get two smarts for one dumb. Imagine that. You're getting a little bit smarter on a Friday. Sunday. Well, here, let me back up. Let me back up one. Saturday, we have our Threefer Madness Festival. And here, let me pull up the graphic so that ye can see it on our Facebook Live if you're watching. And if you're listening, well, you know, just imagine the wonderment of our poster art. Or you can just simply go over to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. All right, get rid of that, and then we'll hit share screen, and then click that, and boom. Okay, our Three for Madness Festival is, well, since 420 is Sunday, and it's also Easter, we decided to back it up by one day, and we're going to do our Three for Madness Festival tomorrow, April 19th. It starts at 11 a.m. We've got our vendors. We've got Caleb in the Punk Rock Flea Market. The Love LYH Punk Rock Flea Market is going to be there. They're going to be set up. Gates open at 11. It is free, by the way. There's no ticket charge. Free to the public, free to everybody. It's family friendly. No, we don't have a petting zoo. No, we don't even have a heavy petting zoo. No, we do. We've got great music. We got the band Old Town Connector. They're going to be opening up things right around 1 o'clock. We've got then they're going to become their alter egos, and they're going to be the band Smoke. Okay, so I mean, Three for Madness, Smoke, and then we're wrapping up the night with the Funky Truth. We've got food trucks, we've got vendors, we've got great beer. I'll give you the entire lineup, but I want you to mark your calendars and join us tomorrow. The fun and frivolity gets started at 11 a.m., bands get started at 1 o'clock, and we're going through the night. So just hang out with us, come down, grab some great beers. And again, it is absolutely positively free. You can bring your lawn chairs, bring your beach blankets, bring whatever you want to sit on. Beanbag chair. You can bring a beanbag chair. That would be awesome. I'd love it. I would love to see you bring a beanbag chair. So come down Three Roads, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg for our Threefer Madness Festival. This is the second annual Threefer Madness Festival. All right. And then... Well, and then the next day, 420 day, is, yes, it's Easter, okay? So, recreational cannabis is legal in about half the country. So, I've got a story where marijuana use has plateaued. Two things are still growing, though. Use by millennials. And use through edibles rather than smoking. So we're going to talk about this. And because 420 is Easter, and Easter is on 420, we've got your top list. It's top reasons Easter should always be on 420. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Talk about getting high. Yeah. Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
No way, dude. Puff, puff, Passover, dude.
Here comes Peter Cottonmouth, rising from his smoke-filled couch. Sticky, icky, 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 pizza's on its way. A bunny-shaped bong made of glass, a basket full of Easter grass, things to make 420 really great. He's best buds with that bunny, there will be no Easter hunt, unless it's for some munchies or if someone hides a blunt. There goes Peter Cottonmouth. On his couch he has passed out. Sticky, icky, 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 Easter's best this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mentioned that Easter falls on 420 now, at least this year. And, maybe it should always be on 420, as we'll find out with our top list. But first, this story. If you have kids, you may be spending Sunday enjoying a springtime egg hunt in the grass. If you don't have kids, you may just be enjoying grass. Over the past decade, cannabis has become legal for recreational use in 24 states. It's about half the country. But despite that, marijuana use has plateaued in the U.S. There were several years of growth in getting high. But according to annual surveys, regular weed use has mostly leveled off over the past 4 years in America. In 2025, 17% of people say they use cannabis daily for medical or recreational purposes. 11% say they use it monthly. 3% say a few times a year. And a whopping 69% say they rarely or never use the Mary Jane. Those numbers excuse the people who said they prefer not to answer. Okay. There are two notable differences in the data. Millennials are the generation where marijuana is still climbing steadily, and edibles are still becoming more popular, while smoking has declined in recent years. That's probably due to legal cannabis stores and commercial distribution, because edibles are convenient and discreet. But 25 years ago, your friendly local dealer didn't have a pocket full of individually wrapped gummies either. Cannabis is still the third most used substance in the United States, following nicotine and alcohol. But not everyone is using marijuana responsibly and has admitted to vibing and driving. Vibing and driving? Okay. 53% of cannabis users say they have consumed marijuana an hour or less before driving. Don't do that. 47% believe they either drive the same, a little better, 15%, or much better, 19%, after consuming cannabis. So, AAA issued a statement reminding people that weed, quote, causes impairing effects that make it unsafe to operate a motor vehicle. So, please, don't do it. That brings us to our top list. Sunday is Easter and 420 Day, which we think should happen every year. We'll explain with today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons Easter should always be on 420. Are we going to rimshot this or ding it? Or no. Just rimshot. All right, here we go. Number one. Why would they call it Easter grass if you weren't meant to smoke it? Yep. Top reasons Easter should always be on 420. The munchies are the only time you will actually ever eat Peeps. Top reasons Easter should always be on 420. Your kids take longer to find eggs since you got so stoned. You forgot to hide them. Top reasons Easter should always be on 420. Thanks to all the red, it looks like you also dyed your eyeballs. our top list today, top reasons Easter should always be on 420. What better way to pay tribute to someone who's risen than getting high? Sorry. Sorry, Jesus. Top reasons Easter should always be on 420. Why pretend there's a giant bunny when you can get so baked you actually see one? Top reasons Easter should always be on 420. Considering the price of eggs, weed is way cheaper. And top reasons Easter should always be on 420. Because Easter means family, and family means you need something to numb the pain of being with family. So, the Mike Show, thank you so much for hanging out with us on the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. We'll get to that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Munchies, Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. The Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Sunday is Easter and 420, which makes sense since you really need to have the munchies to eat peeps. Haley Joel Osment was arrested for public intoxication. So now he's famous for the Sixth Sense and a fifth of whiskey. Machine Gun Kelly thinks he belongs on the Mount Rushmore of white rappers. MGK, aside from the music, even your name's a ripoff. And Time Magazine has released its list of the 100 most influential people of 2025. It'll be read by the 100 people who still subscribe to Time Magazine. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, however, and we're really happy that you could join us on the Finally Friday edition. All right. What do we have here? Now, Katy Perry, Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez went to space this week and then got ridiculed for it. But would you go if you had the money? Let me jerk the wheel to the left just for a moment. When we were kids, when I was a child, science fiction lied to us, okay? I just want to make that perfectly clear. It lied to us. So when I was a kid, I grew up on Star Trek, Star Wars, even 2001 Space Odyssey. I suggested that at the very least, by the year 2001... we would be flying spaceships to Jupiter, okay? And then, you know, even recent television series like For All Mankind suggested. Now, the premise of For All Mankind was it was based in science fact. It was based on existing programs that that we already had at NASA. The Apollo program, for instance, And it suggested that the premise was that the Russians got to... I said the Russians. Yeah. It suggested that the Russians landed on the moon first, and then that fueled the competition to just keep going and going and going and just keep putting money into funding of NASA, which that was what the premise of the television series was, to the point where they have a base on Mars now. They have, you know, they have a moon base. They're flying regularly, regular space missions. And they develop fusion power. So anyway, if you want to look that TV series up, it's actually pretty cool. I believe it's on Apple. But I digress. Science fiction lied to me. Okay, I would have wanted to travel to space. I would. 2001 Space Odyssey, there was already leisure and for business travel to space. They had a moon base. They had casinos on the moon. You flew Pan Am up to the space station, and then you got on a shuttle, and it took you to the moon, to the moon base. And that was when I was a kid. I just assumed that, well, we're flying to the moon already. We can do that. And by the time I'm an adult, well, you know, regular people will be able to fly to the moon. No, that is not the case. Again, science fiction lied.
No!
Yeah. So, back to the story. Most Americans in this survey... the question was, would you go to space if you could afford it? Most of us still said no. Most Americans, they wouldn't go to space even if money was no object. Only about a third of us would do it. 31% said yes, I most definitely would. 55% said no way, Jose. And 14% said maybe. People who wouldn't go think it's either too risky, too bad for the environment, or they're just not interested. Some of us are more willing to go than others, though, especially men and young people. 39% of men would go up, compared to 23% of women, and half of people in their 20s said yes, compared to just 19% of seniors. Whether you'd go or not, most agree, a flight like the Blue Origin one this week does not make you an astronaut. Only 10% of Americans think Katy Perry can call herself an astronaut now. Some people, I'm not going to name names, I'm not going to tell you who it was, but someone posted that they're not crew. They were, no, he didn't even say they're passengers. He said they're cargo. The ladies that went up there are cargo. No, they would most definitely be passengers, I think. But they can't call themselves crew, and they can't call themselves astronauts. I'm sorry. All right, coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter-est with five random facts, and then we're even going to get smarter-est-est better with Nerd News. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly, LYH, to space! No, sorry, you can't fly it to space. But to Charlotte... Yeah.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads Games, arcade
arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the world is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, number one. Since Easter is based on the vernal equinox, it can fall on any day between March 22nd and April 25th. Easter has been on April 20th, 420, just three times in the past 95 years, and they were all recent, 2003, 2014, and this year. It won't happen again until the year 2087. Number two. Penguins have knees. Their legs just look super short because most of their leg bones are covered in feathers. Number three. Every ounce of ice water you drink burns one calorie. Number four. Australia comes from the Latin word australis, which means southern. It got that name because an explorer in the late 1700s said it was impossible that there would be any other land further south. Antarctica obviously hadn't been discovered yet. And then number five. The company Nokia was named after a city. Nokia. Finland. But it's no longer based there. And those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we are going to get even more smarter with Nerd News.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
Yep. Let's see. Also, we're getting smart, but we're going to get dumb. We've got your stupid criminals coming up as well, and some good news. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. Hello.
How are we doing, Mike?
Doing really, really well. Everybody did such a great job at Blooms and Brews this past Sunday. It was just fantastic. It was an incredible event. I love seeing everybody out at the Lynchburg Community Market for a Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
it was fantastic. We had tons of vendors and bands, and it was just great.
Absolutely. The weather was phenomenal. All my vendors inside were happy. So it was an absolute blast from an event. So we're very, very thankful for that weekend that we just had. It was awesome.
Absolutely. Let's talk about upcoming. We've got Saturday, of course, the farmers, and then let's talk about everything else that's going on with the market.
Absolutely. So as we head into spring, we have a lot more offerings being presented at our farmers market. If you come any of the next few Saturdays, we see a lot more colors, a lot more flowers, a lot more produce all starting to pop back up. Starting next week, we should be back at 100% capacity with the last of our last of our farmers returning for the spring season. So I have a full house again every Saturday starting in about a week. So it's one of my favorite times at the market because we go from winter when there's so little color. It's a lot of the hardy greens and stuff like that. But once you start getting the reds and yellows and pinks of the flowers on top of all the produce and everything coming in, it's always a great time in the market. So definitely come out and see us if you haven't already. We've got some nice weather in the forecast for the next few weeks. So it's been happy. It's been exciting seeing people just sitting out by the fountain and enjoying the weather along with the local offerings that we have with our vendors.
Absolutely. So you've got all the farmers coming. You've got the vendors. You've got the artisans. It's not too early to shop for Mother's Day. If you want to get or graduations too. Yep. So if you want to get some one of a kind gift items, talk about the artisans and the crafters that are there.
Yeah, so we have a huge variety of local artisans and crafters inside of the market. If you have not been, you absolutely need to check it out. There's so many specialty handmade items that you can get made. Coasters, decorations with your name on them. We have a metalworking person who can do signs for like addresses and street signs and stuff like that. Tons and tons of awesome gifts. So like Mike said, graduation's coming up, Mother's Day's coming up. If you want to get that special someone a gift that you can't get in the big box stores, the market's definitely the place to come.
Absolutely. Also,
we've got Easter right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Also, plenty of things to pick up. If you need some additions for the Easter dinner table, the bakery currently is taking pre-orders for cakes, pies, hot cross buns, anything you can imagine. If you want to have something local from any of the farmers put on your dinner table, then you can stop with them. They got all the fresh veggies, produce, everything like that that you can put on. So definitely come out and see the farmers this weekend.
Yeah, imagine that. We've been talking about Easter all day today, and I totally blanked on, hey, you've got Easter Sunday. You got to prepare dinner. You got to prepare your food. Get flowers. Get beautiful flowers for decoration for your Easter Sunday as well.
Absolutely. We got plenty of options for it.
Yep. Lynchburg Community Market is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. You got plenty of parking. You have your own parking lots. It's easy to navigate. Yes, there's some construction that's going on right there on Main Street, but it's very, very easy to navigate and get in and out. If Blooms and Brews was any testimony to how easy it is to get in there, there were hundreds and hundreds of people at the market enjoying the day. They all found a place to park. They all found their way into the market. It was a huge, huge success. And so you can do the same. Corner of Main and 12th and located on the interwebs where?
You can find us at our website. That's LynchburgCommunityMarket.com. And then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Well, Darius, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. I should be down at the market tomorrow at some point, briefly. We have our festival up at Three Roads tomorrow as well. So I'm going to try and get down to the market. But you should get out to the market, pick up all the stuff that you need for Easter Sunday dinner, as Darius mentioned. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up. We are going to get really, really smart with nerd news. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very. It's all coming up.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. You're close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for nerd news. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very afraid. Yeah. Covering the most important news for your brains. Here's a quick rundown. From this week. Okay. Let me find the thingy. Where's the thingy? There's the thingy. All right. Did we just find aliens? Expert. I said, did we just find aliens? Experts aren't coming out and saying it yet, but the answer might seriously be yes. The James Webb Telescope found what they're calling the most promising signs yet of life on another planet. So Katy Perry hops on a rocket. And it's not the biggest space story of the week. The planet is called K2-18b. That's catchy. It's 124 light years away. Okay. They think it has liquid water. The entire planet could even be one big ocean. They didn't see little green men staring back at them, but they did detect two sulfur-based compounds that could be signs of life. On Earth, they're only produced by living things. Dimethanol sulfide and dimethanol disulfide. They didn't find just trace amounts of the stuff. They found a lot of it. They said an ocean that is teeming with life is the scenario that best fits the data. Now, not everybody's convinced yet, but the lead researcher said it could be a huge moment in history. Quote, this could be the tipping point where suddenly the fundamental question of whether we're alone in the universe or not is one we're capable of answering. All right. Now, in scary robot news, let me show you this. Here we go. Okay. A real life RoboCop has debuted in Thailand.
Hello.
Hi. It's a humanoid robot with 360-degree cameras, facial recognition, weapons detecting technology. They even dressed him up in a uniform. He doesn't have a gun though. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. All right. What else? Oh, in animal news, scientists in Argentina are working on genetically modified super horses. What could possibly go wrong with that? Also, anxiety drugs in rivers make salmon take more risks. Dolphins communicate by peeing up into the air. And
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
There we go. And most alligator attacks aren't the gator's fault. A study blamed 96% of them on humans just being dumb.
You idiot!
Yep. In doing it news,
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
There might be a new drug to treat, and there might take two. In doing it news,
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, there might be a new drug to treat super gonorrhea.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That's gonorrhea that doesn't respond well to antibiotics. In radio news, a study found some people's brains are just wired to connect with music on a different level. If it makes you cry or gives you goosebumps, you're probably one of those people. They say it's 54% genetics. The other 46% is how you were raised. For example, if you play an instrument, or grew up listening to music with your family. I grew up on radio, so that affects me. I have a very emotional attachment, especially to sports play by play. Anyway, and that's nerd news this week in science. Coming up, we have a guest, at least one. She may be joining. It's one guest. Sarah Blankenship is going to be joining us in the studio. Wow. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition of the program. And, well, we've got guests aplenty. We've got Sarah and we've got Haley joining us. Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time. I know you.
I know you.
Yeah, you're no stranger.
I'm a little strange.
Well, you haven't been around in a while.
That's true.
You've been very, very busy, and you've got lots and lots going on. Tell us about it.
Well, I have been very busy, yes. But on Pier Street, it is the season where we open our doors and welcome our neighbors back into our yard and into our programs and open up our garden, our community garden for everyone. So we are celebrating that as well as all of our volunteers because April is Volunteer Appreciation Month. Mm-hmm. On April 26th at Pier Street Gateway, we will be jumping off the day with a garden volunteering session. We have wonderful vendors that will be opening their stalls at that time. We will have a pay what you can plant sale. So bring your cash, grab up all your greenery, and take it home with you. We are partnering for that activity with the Randolph College Office of Sustainability, the amazing Lindsay Van Zyl. And she will also be bringing ungraded free-range eggs for sale at $4 a carton. So come on down, grab your plants, grab your eggs, get your hands dirty, buy some things from some artisan vendors, see some wellness booths like Community Access Network and other informational vendors as well. After that, we're going to hold a craft session. It's a paint a pot, so you get to explore your creativeness by painting a ceramic pot to take home, and that is just for a donation of any size. We will also have a shared community meal beginning at 11, and this is free, no cost to anyone. Come on and grub with us, and at that time, we will also be having the fabulous Brad Cox on the drums playing music for everyone to enjoy.
Nice.
Following that, Dr. Gary Shirako will be, he is a board member of ours, Pier Street Gateway. He will be hosting tours of the neighborhood, one to begin at 11:30 and the following to begin at 12:30. So there is still really something for everyone on this day.
So tell us about the neighborhood and the historical significance of that particular area.
Thank you. That's a great question. So Pier Street Historic Renaissance District has just turned 10 years old.
Okay.
It is 2.5 blocks in length, so it is the smallest of all of our historic districts in Lynchburg, notably known for the people that live there rather than the architecture. So we have the greats like CWC and Whirlwind Johnson and Chauncey Spencer and Pauline Weenie Maloney, and there's so many. There's 8 historical markers representing the contributions of individuals who helped shape the tapestry of Lynchburg as we know it today. Mm-hmm. So it's a really important place to visit, and it's a really exciting time to come when these activities are there, so you get to take in with your entire family the full event, the full view, and everything that historic district has to offer.
Are there more historical markers in such a small area than anywhere else in Virginia?
Indeed, it is. Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
In that amassed location of 2.5 blocks, it's more historical markers in such a small location than anywhere else in the whole state. So I always want to shout that from the rooftops, yeah, but I don't have rooftop access.
Neither do I, but it's really cool.
Look, we got rooftop access right there.
Let's get shouting.
And then we've got virtual rooftop access because we're here on the airwaves. All right, so that is all coming up. You can learn more if you go to piercest.org. And we'll link that up on our Facebook page, at The Mike Show VA. But wait, there's more.
Yes.
Isn't there?
There is more.
Haley has stuff and things to talk about. Yes. So, Haley, welcome to the program. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For taking time. What do you have going on?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I not only work with lovely Sarah over at Pier Street, but I also work
for... And you're
for...
willing to admit it.
She works really hard
having to
work with me.
I shout that from the rooftops. Sarah is a wonderful human. We
absolutely
love Sarah.
Oh, yes, we do.
But yeah, I also work for Girls in the Run Central Virginia in Blue Ridge, and we have our 5K coming up. So
Wow.
will be on May 3rd.
Okay.
And that event is a celebration 5K that culminates the season for our girls who participate in a program for 10 weeks, and the whole time they are training for this 5K, working towards it. And so they are so excited by the time we get to the 5K event. We host that at Sweetbriar College, so that'll be Saturday morning, May 3rd, at Sweetbriar College's campus. And we are still looking for volunteers for that event. We have a good number so far, but we are looking for probably at least 20 to 30 more volunteers. It takes nearly 100 to make that event possible, just because it's a children's event. You need so many eyes and ears everywhere. So we could definitely use the extra help if you are available to volunteer that morning. Yeah.
You can learn more if you visit Girls on the Run, CENVA.org. Now, and I was going to ask the question if you guys needed anything, if you needed volunteers. Does Pier Street as well need any volunteers?
Yes, we absolutely do. So we have had some wonderful people from our immediate community surrounding Pier Street volunteer with or sign up to volunteer with us on that day. We've also had a couple outstanding community members volunteer to sign up to volunteer on that day as well. But we are always in need of more, especially with our garden volunteering. So we will be weeding our garden beds. I was there yesterday and noticed the need to weed. So we are going to be weeding our garden beds and kicking off the day in that way. And then once you have that experience, I think it is so fulfilling and will carry you through the rest of the day. And we invite you to stay and enjoy a shared meal after that and just explore all the wonderful opportunities that is hidden around Pier Street.
Nice. One resource. Do you guys have everything listed on Share Greater Lynchburg?
Absolutely. We could not be as successful as we are without Share Greater Lynchburg.
So if you are looking for volunteer opportunities in general, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And there are 189 nonprofit organizations that are represented on the Share platform. You can volunteer, you can attend events, you can even shop for any of these nonprofit organizations, and have things delivered directly to the nonprofit organization through the Share platform. So it's a really, really cool platform. But if you're looking to volunteer at Pier Street, where can folks reach you directly?
My email is peerstreetgateway@gmail.com. And that's all, just one word, no spaces, no periods or anything of the nature.
Okay.
You can also look at our Facebook, our Instagram, or our LinkedIn, or on Share Greater Lynchburg. And yes, we're always so happy to have people reach out to us through any of those channels. I also wanted to take a moment to speak about donations, because we have had a wonderful donation come in from Parkview Community Mission for this event. Not only from Parkview Community Mission, but from our generous neighbors and community members, where we have amassed over 200 plants.
Wow.
A lot.
Yeah, probably more than that. But there are
possibly.
There are house plants. There are crops and veggies. There are herbs. There are cacti. There are jade trees. There are so many amazing options. And just to remind you, this is pay what you can. So the plants will not be marked.
Yeah.
You just pick up as many as you want. You pay whatever you can, and you walk away with them. Well, we hope you stay for a little while.
Yeah.
We will also be having some wonderful accoutrements, thanks to to Parkview Community Mission.
Okay.
So they have donated all kinds of disposable seed pots and soil, and just wonderful things that you can take away with these plants, and seeds as well, so you can plant your own if you don't see something that's really speaking to you, or if you want more because you see so many that are speaking to you. So we're very thankful for Parkview Community Mission for their amazing donation for
very,
the Pay
very
What
cool.
You Can plant sale.
Nice. See, this is yet another example of nonprofit organizations that are working together, collaborating, not competition.
Yes.
And it's fantastic.
Yes.
And I'm going to bring up Girls on the Run again on screen so that you can learn more. If you go to girlsontherunsenva.org, you can find a way to get involved, volunteer your time for any of their races or other upcoming programs and things.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Well, thank you so much for taking time today and joining us.
Thank you for having us, Mike.
Absolutely.
And thank
Absolutely.
You for all you do. Yes.
Anything you want.
Oh, thank you.
Anytime. It is The Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's see. Easter is this Sunday. Hey, Alexa, how about telling some Easter jokes?
What's the Easter Bunny's favorite kind of music? Hippity hop. Why did the baby chick cross the road? To meet up with her peeps. Did you hear about the dirty Easter egg hunt? It was hosted by the Dust Bunny. What is the Easter Bunny's favorite restaurant? IHOP. What happens when you fall in love on Easter? You live happily ever after. What is the Easter egg's least favorite day of the week? Friday. Thank you. I'll be here until Sunday.
Okay. Let's see. Parents are a little fed up of how big Easter has become and feel like the Easter Bunny is stepping on Santa's toes a little bit. Maybe it's about time he gets this settled in the octagon.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! It's the MMA's Holiday Figure Smackdown, pitting the Easter Bunny against Santa Claus. See Peter, the Hopper, the Stumper, the Thumping Machine, Cotton Fair, going nose-to-nose with Mr. Ho-Ho-Ho, St. Nicholas, the Chimney Diver, Santa Claus, Winner Takes the Basket, don't miss the Hopping, the Toys, the Fluffy Tail, the Fluffy Beard, for Easter bragging rights. Sunday.
Yeah. Let's go to viral videos. A guy posted a video trying a new combo. Would you eat a hot dog in a Peeps bun?
My friends down here at Lexi's Road Dogs, we started off as a joke. We're talking about a hot dog and a Peeps bun. It's a hot dog, but instead of a regular bun, it's Peeps. And we're gonna try it for the first time here. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. This is really, really good. I'm not even playing. Hot dog and Peeps. I'm gonna give that a 9.1 out of 10. That's how good it was.
Okay. I don't like Peeps. I really don't. I wouldn't.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Okay, we're going to save that for stupid criminals. Save this. Save that. A bunch of people were riding in one of those Hollywood tour buses recently, and the driver noticed John Stamos coming out of a business. The entire bus laughed because it wasn't John Stamos.
This is John Stamos. Yeah, he looks like him.
Okay, guys, am I John Stamos?
No!
Who am I?
No!
Dude, you gotta get better.
It's usually about having fun, you know? I don't expect to run into people, so
I see. Okay. All right,
but thank you for your cool energy, man.
It was Rob Lowe. Let's see, are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Matt Bronger, on the ever-changing date of Easter and the Cadbury cream egg.
I don't even think anyone knows when Easter is. You know what I mean? Mom's like, come back for Easter. Like, when the hell is Easter? Like, the only thing that makes me realize that Easter comes along is that the Cadbury cream egg rears its ugly head yet again. Like, I don't know if you like guys like those, but they had a Cadbury cream egg eating competition. Yeah. The winner, the guy that took the belt, he ate, like, it was amazing. He got through, like, half of one. Those things are disgusting. That's the worst thing you can have in your mouth besides, like, a hobo's thumb. It's so gross. Like, I don't know how that got pitched. There have to be, like, candy executives that pitch candy. Chad's got the idea. What do you got for Easter, Chad? Chocolate egg. There's something inside it. Boom. All right? And they're like, all right, awesome, Chad. What's inside it? Chocolate? More chocolate? No, butterscotch? No. It's a sugary yolk. Yeah. It's like a sweet, raw egg yolk. It's like an undeveloped chicken fetus inside an egg. And we all eat eggs the same way. We bite them in half like a plum, and it bursts all over your mouth. You're fired, Chad! Chad Cadbury!
All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News, and then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. Yep. A 34-year-old man named Jason Fernandez was at a comic book store in New Jersey at 11 in the morning last Saturday with his two young kids. There was another customer in the shop who was acting disorderly. There aren't any details on what was happening, but he was asked to leave, and he wasn't happy about it and threatened to beat up the employees. That's when Jason jumped into action and pulled out a gun on the tough guy and racked it to intimidate him. His kids did not like him being a vigilante, and his 9-year-old pulled at the arm holding the gun to get him to put it away. By the time police showed up, everyone was gone. 2 days later, they located and arrested Jason and charged him with multiple weapons offenses. It turns out he was not licensed to carry or own a gun. Doesn't sound like any of the other customers will be charged with anything. And then there's this. A 20-year-old Florida man was told by his passenger to slow down because he was driving his Audi S5 155, his Audi S5, 155 miles per hour. In Davie? Is that Davie, Florida? He told them, I am James. I know what I'm doing.
Trust me. I know what I'm doing.
Moments later, he crashed into another vehicle, ejecting and killing one of his other passengers. Good Lord. James Lawrence Case was arrested on 6 felony charges and appears uninjured in his mugshot. Good Lord. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Did you know that when you round up your change at Taco Bell, you help some of their employees pay for college? Here's Crimson Price with her customer appreciation story.
I am graduating college completely debt-free because of Taco Bell. If you work there, you can apply to get a scholarship. It was, what's your name, your GPA, and then all you had to do was create a 2-minute video talking about what you would do with the money. In total, from working at Taco Bell, if you only had to work 6 months, I received $40,000 just from you guys donating your change every time you go to order. Every time I'm in that Taco Bell drive-thru, I'm like, yes, I would like to round up my change.
Wow. And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by Taco Bell. No, it's brought to you in part by Lynchburg. No, it's the United Way. Take three. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. And they have their United Way 5K on the runway coming up at Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right, and tomorrow it's our Threefer Madness Festival. That's at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. We've got the bands Old Town Connector. They're going to be starting at 1. Then we've got Smoke after that, and the band The Funky Truth is going to be wrapping up the night. 11 a.m. is when it opens, and we'll have vendors there from the Love LYH Punk Rock Flea Market. We got food trucks. It's great fun for the entire family. It's family friendly. And by the way, it's free. Absolutely, positively free. We will not charge you admission to come and enjoy great music and a great time in the vendor market and all that. That's Threefer Madness. It is coming up tomorrow. Three Roads Brewing, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. All the fun gets started at 11 a.m. I, of course, will be your MC. and we'll be there broadcasting live and on location as well. We'll have the prize wheel and your chance to win some great stuff, including Jersey Mike subs. We've got Hillcats tickets. We'll also, we might even have an appearance by the Hillcats and by Southpaw himself. So come on out and check out our Threefer Madness Festival at Three Roads. That is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Go away! Go away!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.